Six of the nine Democrats already running to replace President Bush were in California over the weekend trying to impress party activists. Addressing the state Democratic convention in Sacramento, they bashed the president on virtually every domestic issue. But it was the issue of Iraq that was the attention getter, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The official anti-war rally was outside the convention hall, where about 400 protesters marched to the Capitol building on Saturday. But the predominant sentiment inside the hall was also strongly anti-war, as was evident when North Carolina Senator John Edwards explained his reasons for supporting armed intervention in Iraq.
I believe that Saddam Hussein is a serious threat, and I believe he must be disarmed, including the use of military force if necessary. We cannot allow him to have nuclear weapons.
Speaking to reporters a short time later, Edwards said despite the jeers, he had no regrets about speaking his mind.
If I'm going to be a candidate for President of the United States, I need to have the backbone to say directly to the people of California what my position is and why I believe it.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry was another who voted to give President Bush the authority to use force in Iraq. But since then, Kerry has become extremely critical of the way Mr. Bush has handled the situation, calling the president's, quote, coalition of the willing, a coalition of the bribed and coerced.
The nation with the strongest military cannot afford any longer to have the weakest diplomacy in our history, and we must move differently.
If Kerry got a sympathetic reception from the delegates, then you'd have to say that Vermont Governor Howard Dean rocked the House.
What I want to know is what in the world so many Democrats are doing supporting the president's unilateral intervention in Iraq.
Dean, quoting the late Senator Paul Wellstone, describes himself as representing the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. This weekend, he actually spent little time discussing the impending war, on which his views seem similar to John Kerry's. Instead, he took aim at Democrats who act like Republicans.
My career in this campaign is about changing the Democratic Party. It's about changing America. And this campaign is about taking back the White House so we can have health insurance, so we can have a balanced budget, so we can have an inclusive society where everybody believes in each other and believes in America.
Winning the California primary, much less the nomination, might seem a long shot for a former governor of a small New England state. The only role model right now for that kind of candidacy is Jed Bartlett, the fictional president on the TV series The West Wing. Dedicated viewers of The West Wing will remember that the fictional president ran with the slogan, Bartlett for America. It seems more than a coincidence that the Vermont governor's slogan is Dean for America. In any case, Dean's low national profile didn't really bother Tony Alexander and Harry Adams, two delegates from San Jose.
Because I remember 10 years ago, who was Bill Clinton? He was a small guy from Arkansas, and when he came out to California, a lot of people fell in love with Bill Clinton.
So electability is created by people who are willing to have the passion and vision to support someone. And today, any one of them are electable.
But not if they pander to the large, vocal, and not very typical anti-war element in the convention hall, warned Democratic consultant Gary South.
If we're viewed as being the anti-war party, if we're viewed as being the party that really is not concerned about national defense or about homeland security, we're dead. And that's the dilemma these candidates have that have been trooping to the stage up here.
Which may be one reason that virtually all the candidates took pains to defend their patriotism. That took its most expressive form in the speech of Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
My country, 'tis of the sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing.
Kucinich, along with candidates Carol Mosley Braun, a former senator from Illinois, and civil rights activist Al Sharpton, received enthusiastic responses, though all three spoke to as many empty chairs as people. For a good number of the delegates, though, nothing, not even winning back the White House, seemed as pressing this particular weekend as hearing as many people as possible profess their opposition to the war. A few last words of comfort in the days before the shooting starts. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Sacramento.